Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman announced on Tuesday that the first bill he introduced to Congress has passed. Huffman's bill, the Coastal National Monument Expansion Act, will add more than 1,200 acres to the Point Arena-Storneta Public Lands Trust, which protects both offshore and onshore property. The bill adds 10 miles to the California Coastal Trail, including the Garia River, and protects steelhead and salmon habitats. Huffman is one of only five congressional freshmen to get a bill passed in the 113th Congress. A reminder that county officials will hold the first of three public meetings to garner public input as work continues on the county housing element. The first meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Prosperity Center on E Street in Eureka. Meetings on August 14th and 28th are also being planned. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a fire in a transient encampment at the foot of T Street on Tuesday morning, but handline crews were forced to pull back after the fire approached several propane gas cylinders found in the area. A call went out to the harbor fire boat, and with its massive pumping power, the fire was extinguished quickly. Humboldt Bay CEO Jack Kreider commented,
"It's such a nice asset for the community to have, and been around enough waterfronts over the years that you don't see this too often, and to be able to respond that quickly. A perfect example where, a difficult location for the fire trucks to get out, plus it was dangerous."
Hand crews then moved back in to mop up and search for any victims, of which there were none. Officers and detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1300 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka on Tuesday and first contacted and then arrested 50-year-old Kristen Perkett. A search of the residence turned up an ounce of methamphetamine and evidence of drug sales activity. Perkett was booked on possession and possession for sale charges. In Mendocino County crime news, sheriff's deputies arrested 42-year-old Shelby Redenius, who lives north of Willits, after three teenagers who were riding ATVs on their property reported that Redenius had threatened them with both his pickup truck and a rifle. The teenagers told deputies that Redenius's wife complained about them riding again on their private property, and he allegedly drove at them recklessly with his truck before parking in front of his neighboring residence and then reappearing with a rifle that he allegedly pointed at the teens. Redenius was booked on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. Two Los Angeles men were arrested following a traffic stop south of Laytonville after the deputies searched their vehicle and found more than $9,000 hidden in the car and evidence of drug sales activity. 29-year-old Alan Feldman and 30-year-old Benjamin McCulley were booked into county jail. And Mendocino deputies arrested 30-year-old Telly Simmons and 31-year-old Eugene Peterson after they were found in possession of a stolen vehicle along with other stolen items taken during burglaries in Ukiah and Willits. Both were booked into Mendocino County Jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors met on Monday to discuss the general plan update. Chapter 4 of the GPU regarding land use and forest resources has garnered the most attention. It deals with the cost of developing infrastructure on Humboldt County lands. One aspect of land use policy is the use of developer fees. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explained that it is expensive to develop in the county, and while developer fees sound like a tidy solution, they come with limitations.
What the developer fee would do is on per house, say that it was $10,000 per house. Well, all that money would go into a pot and it would fund infrastructure. And everybody's, of course we want infrastructure. Well, you cannot use that money to fund salaries, only the infrastructure.
Sundberg went on to say that roads proved to be the toughest challenge.
We need to figure out how to handle roads because that is a real issue. And the more you build, the more, it's not just the road that you're living on, it's all the feeder roads coming in. And so we directed Public Works to go and do a study on what a developer fee for that, separately from the general plan, would look like, how much would it need to be, and all that.
With the exception of roads, the supervisors chose to maintain developer fees at the same rate. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.